Is AI the future of IT support? Seems like that's the question everyone's asking these days, and for good reason.
Yeah, it really does feel like the whole world of IT is changing so fast. And you're right, AI is at the very heart of it. What's really interesting is that AI isn't just some far-off thing anymore.
Right.
It's already making a real difference in how IT support actually works.
So then, how is AI already actually helping? Like, what does that mean for everyday people like me who rely on IT support?
Well, think about those times you've been stuck on hold forever, waiting for a simple IT issue to get fixed. AI is changing that.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's taking over those boring, everyday tasks that eat up so much time for the IT folks. Stuff like resetting passwords, basic troubleshooting the things that can be easily automated.
So it's like AI is this super efficient assistant freeing up the humans to deal with the really tough problems.
You got it. It's like having a whole team of virtual helpers working behind the scenes to make sure those simple things get done fast and accurately.
So that means faster response times and better service for everyone.
Exactly. You're not waiting in line for someone to get to your issue because the AI has already handled the easy stuff.
Wow. That's a huge difference. But hold on, I've also heard that AI can actually predict and prevent system failures. Is that real or is that hype?
Oh, it's definitely real. This is where things get really interesting. AI can analyze a ton of data from your systems, things that humans would probably miss. System logs, performance metrics, even error messages, looking for patterns and red
So
flags.
it's basically a crystal ball for your IT infrastructure.
Kind of.
Okay, so how does that work in real life?
Let's say, for example, your computer's hard drive is about to fail,
Uh-oh.
right? It might be showing some really small signs of trouble, things you wouldn't notice, like a little increase in errors.
Okay.
Maybe things are running a little slower, but an AI system watching things would pick up on those clues, and then it could alert the IT team that, hey, this hard drive's probably going to fail soon.
And then they can replace it before it crashes and you lose everything.
Exactly. No data loss, no system outage. And it's not just about those big failures. AI can also help with those little daily annoyances that can mess up your workflow.
Like what?
Imagine your internet's constantly cutting out. AI could look at the pattern of those dropouts, figure out what's causing them, and maybe even suggest solutions. You know, like adjusting your router settings or something. It just takes the guesswork out of troubleshooting.
So AI is like that tech-savvy friend we all wish we had, the one who always knows how to fix everything.
That's a great way to put it. It's like having access to a whole team of IT experts 24/7.
Wow. This is impressive stuff. But what about those AI service agents I keep hearing about, the chatbots and virtual assistants? Are those the future?
They have a lot of potential, that's for sure. Think about it, they're available all the time. They can handle a bunch of requests at once, and they're constantly learning, getting better with every interaction.
So no more waiting on hold for hours just to get a simple question answered.
Exactly. And these AI agents can personalize your support. Over time, they learn what you like, what software you use. They even learn the kind of problems you've had in the past.
That's wild. So it's like having an IT expert who knows your needs like the back of their hand.
Exactly. But you're probably thinking about privacy?
Well, yeah. If these AI agents are learning so much about me, where's all that data going?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
And it's something MSPs take very seriously. The security of your data is paramount. Any decent MSP will have strong measures in place to protect your information. Encryption, access controls, regular audits, it's all standard practice.
So it's not just about like blindly embracing AI.
No, not at all.
It's about being smart and ethical about it.
Yeah, it's about finding that right balance between using what AI can do and keeping your data safe.
Got it. Now, what about Microsoft Copilot? That's the AI chat thing that's supposed to change everything for businesses, right? How does that fit into all of this?
It's a great example of how AI is becoming a bigger part of our work lives. Basically, Copilot is this AI assistant that lives in your Microsoft programs. It helps with tasks, answers questions, can even create stuff for you.
So like having a super smart sidekick in your word processor or spreadsheet.
Exactly. And one of the best parts is that it can use this massive knowledge base to give you relevant information.
Give me an example.
Let's say you're making a presentation about AI and IT support. Copilot could help you research the topic, find stats, and even suggest ways to organize your presentation.
That's pretty cool. But is there a learning curve to using these AI tools? Like, do you have to be a tech genius?
Not at all. That's a myth.
Okay, good.
It's all about learning how to talk to it, giving it clear and specific instructions, like having a conversation with a really smart coworker. The more info you give it, the better it understands your needs and helps you.
So it's not just asking questions, it's asking the right questions.
You got it. The key is to be really specific and intentional with your prompts. Let's say you're having trouble with a printer. Instead of just saying, my printer's broken, be more specific, like, my HP LaserJet Pro M404N printer isn't responding when I print from my laptop. The more details, the better Copilot can help you.
It's like teaching a kid. The clearer you explain what you need, the better they can help.
That's a perfect analogy. And the more you use these tools, the better you get at talking to them and getting the most out of them.
Okay. All of this is really fascinating. But I got to be honest, I'm still a little skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Can AI really solve all of our IT problems?
That's a good question, and we'll dive deeper into that in a bit. But before we get carried away, let's take a step back and look at what's behind all this AI magic. The engine driving this IT support revolution. Ever heard of machine learning?
I've heard the term, but I don't really know what it means.
Well, that's where we'll pick up next. Machine learning is the secret sauce that makes all this possible, and it's actually a pretty simple idea.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued. Let's unpack that next.
All right, so machine learning. Sounds kind of complicated, but it's really just teaching computers how to learn from data.
Okay.
Think about training a dog, right? You don't program a dog with a specific set of rules for every single situation it might encounter.
Right.
You show it examples, you give it feedback, and it learns to see patterns and make decisions based on those patterns.
Okay, I think I see where you're going with this, but how does dog training relate to AI and IT support?
Well, imagine you want to teach a computer how to spot spam emails. Instead of programming it with a list of words or phrases to block, you give it tons of examples of spam and irregular emails.
Okay.
The computer analyzes all that, looks for patterns, and eventually learns how to tell the difference between the two, and it gets really good at it.
So the computer's building its own spam filter based on all the data it's seen.
You got it. And the more data you feed it, the better and smarter that spam filter gets. That's the cool thing about machine learning. It's always learning.
And this same idea applies to IT support.
Oh, absolutely. Machine learning algorithms can analyze tons of data from IT systems, everything from system logs to user activity, and it looks for patterns and weird things that might signal a problem.
So it's like having this army of digital detectives going through mountains of data to prevent a big IT meltdown.
That's a great way to think about it. And the more they analyze, the better they get at predicting and preventing problems.
That is amazing. So what you're saying is machine learning is taking IT support from fixing things after they break to stopping them from breaking in the first place.
Exactly. It's a huge shift for businesses. It means less downtime, fewer interruptions, and more productivity.
So we're going from putting out fires to actually preventing them.
Yeah, and the best part is these AI systems are always getting better. Every interaction makes them a little smarter, a little more effective.
It's not a one-time fix, it's more like a continuous improvement thing.
Precisely. It's a journey, not a destination. And as AI tech keeps getting better, we can expect to see even more incredible things happening in IT support.
Okay, I'm loving this AI revolution. But let's be real. What are the challenges, the limitations? It can't all be perfect, right?
Of course not. Every technology has its limits. One of the biggest is data quality. Machine learning algorithms are only as good as the data they learn from.
Okay.
If the data's messed up, incomplete, or biased, the AI will make bad decisions.
So garbage in, garbage out.
Pretty much. That's why it's so important for MSPs to have good data management. They need to make sure the data used to train these AI systems is clean, accurate, and reflects the real world.
Makes sense. Any other challenges?
Another big one is just how complicated IT systems are. The IT world's always changing, right? New technologies, new devices, new apps popping up all the time.
Yeah.
It's tough for even the smartest AI to keep up with all that. Mm. So there are always going to be situations where human expertise is still necessary.
So you're saying AI won't be replacing IT professionals entirely anytime soon?
Probably not. AI is a powerful tool, but it's not magic. It works best when it's paired with human expertise, not replacing it. It's about AI and humans working together, using their strength to create a really strong IT support system.
So it's more about collaboration than competition.
Exactly. AI can do the heavy lifting, like those repetitive tasks, data analysis, pattern recognition, and that lets the humans focus on the things that require creativity and problem-solving skills.
It seems like a great partnership, but I'm sure some people are feeling a bit anxious about all this AI talk, worried about their jobs, concerned about privacy, just generally confused. What would you say to them?
I totally get it. Anytime there's a big tech change, people get a little nervous, but I honestly believe that AI has the potential to make our lives better, not worse. It's about empowering us, not taking over.
So being open to the possibilities while also being aware of the challenges.
Yeah, exactly. Be open-minded, keep learning, and adapt to the changes. AI isn't going anywhere, and the sooner we embrace it, the better off we'll be.
Well said. So where do we go from here? What's next for AI and IT support?
The future's looking bright. We're just starting to explore what AI can really do. As the tech gets even better, we can expect IT support to become even more personalized, more proactive, and a lot smoother.
Can you give us a sneak peek at what that might look like? Like, what exciting things are coming down the road?
Well, imagine a world where your IT systems are so smart they can practically read your mind.
Okay.
They know what you need, fix problems before they even happen, and give you support that's tailored just for you.
That sounds like something straight out of a movie.
It may sound futuristic, but it's closer than you think. We're already seeing it with these super advanced chatbots, predictive analytics, and systems that can fix themselves.
Wow. So we're moving past fixing problems to creating an IT environment that's really intelligent and adaptive.
Exactly. It's about going from reacting to problems to predicting and preventing them.
This is seriously revolutionary. But with all this amazing progress, we have to talk about the ethical side of things, right?
Absolutely. As AI becomes more powerful and more common, we have to use it ethically and responsibly. We need to watch out for biases, protect data privacy, and be open about how these systems work.
So it's not just about the tech itself, it's about how we use it.
Exactly. We need to use AI to help people, not hurt them, and build a future where tech empowers everyone.
That's a powerful message. So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI and IT support, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away?
AI is totally changing IT support. It's making support faster, more efficient, and more personal than ever before.
Right.
But we have to remember AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used in good ways and bad ways.
So we have a responsibility to use this powerful technology wisely.
Exactly. It's about finding that sweet spot between innovation and ethics, progress and responsibility. It's about creating a future where AI benefits us all.
It's kind of wild to think how much has changed in such a short time. A few years ago, the idea of AI doing our IT support would seem crazy.
Yeah, like something out of science fiction. But now it's becoming normal. It really shows you how quickly things are changing in tech. But what I find even more interesting is how this whole shift is changing the way we think about technology itself.
Oh, okay. How so?
Well, before, we often thought of tech as separate from us. Like it was something we had to learn, to adapt to. We had to memorize commands and figure out confusing interfaces.
Oh, yeah. It felt like I was spending more time fixing my tech than actually using it half the time.
Exactly. But AI is changing that. Now tech is becoming more like an extension of ourselves, more intuitive and personalized.
So instead of us learning to speak tech's language, it's learning to speak ours.
You got it. It's a huge shift. We're moving away from all those commands and error messages to a world where we can just talk to our devices and they get what we mean.
Now that is seriously cool. It's like tech is finally catching up to how we think.
And it's going to change everything about IT support. As AI keeps getting smarter, it will not only solve our tech problems, but it'll understand when we're frustrated. It'll know what we need and offer help in a way that feels human.
So it's about more than just making tech smarter. It's about making it more empathetic.
Exactly. And that's where things get really interesting. Imagine AI that can actually sense when you're getting frustrated with the tech issue.
Okay, yeah.
It could change how it communicates, maybe give you more detailed explanations, or even suggest taking a break. It's about a support experience that's truly personalized.
It'd be like having a tech-savvy friend who not only knows how to fix your computer, but can also, give you a pep talk when things go wrong.
That's a great way to put it. But it's not just about emotional support. AI could learn your work habits, your preferences, even how you learn best. Then it could personalize its help, giving you custom solutions that fit the way you work.
Wow, that's amazing. Like having a personal IT coach
Yeah.
in your corner.
Exactly. And this kind of personalized approach could make technology so much easier for everyone to use, no matter what their tech skills are.
It's like AI is leveling the playing field.
I think so. And as this technology keeps growing, I think we'll see all kinds of creative uses that we can't even imagine right now.
Definitely an exciting time to be around. But like with any new technology, we have to be careful, right? Are there any risks or downsides we should be thinking about as AI gets more integrated into our lives?
That's a super important question. One of the biggest worries people have is about losing jobs.
Right.
As AI becomes more capable of handling tasks that humans used to do, it's natural to be concerned about what will happen to those jobs.
So are robots going to take over everything?
I don't think so. It's more likely that AI will work with humans, not replace them completely. It's about figuring out how to use both human skills and AI to build a more efficient workforce.
So it's not about one or the other. It's about finding the right way for both to work together.
You got it. And it's about making sure that everyone benefits from AI, not just a select few.
That makes a lot of sense. We need to make sure this tech revolution benefits everybody.
Exactly. It's about using AI to create a world that's fair for everyone.
Well said. It sounds like we're at the start of a really big change, one where tech could reshape how we live in some really big ways. And as we move forward, we need to do it thoughtfully and responsibly.
Couldn't agree more. The future of AI isn't set in stone. It's up to us to shape it in a way that benefits everyone.
Well, this has been a really insightful and thought-provoking conversation. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into AI and IT support.
The pleasure was all mine. I always enjoy talking about the future of technology.
And to all our listeners, thanks for tuning in and learning with us. Until next time, keep exploring.